Good morning. How you doing?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm okay this morning.
Okay. Just okay. All right?
Just okay.
and
coming from the last week, I have a good weather. It's cold this weekend. It's kind of blurry.
And there's another reason. And Cheryl Johnson is the executive director of People for Community Recovery. Cheryl follows in a wonderful tradition, in that your mother was an icon, an environmental icon on the south side of Chicago, Hazel M. Johnson. And she died just about a year ago.
Correct.
And she founded People for Community Recovery. Lately, I don't know why, Cheryl, but I've had to do a lot of shows about things going on in the south side of Chicago because you guys are always under attack. And I mean that in terms of the environment. And here we go once again. Your alderman, 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beal, and if you go to my website, MikeNovak.net, and go to this week's show, there's a wonderful graphic that I'm not sure who put this together, but I borrowed it, and it shows a billboard with his picture there, and somebody has put, and it looks like it's out in the 9th Ward, and it says, "Bringing garbage to Altgeld for the next generation." And there's a picture of 9th Ward Alderman Anthony Beal. Would you care to explain, Cheryl, exactly what's going on there and what this is all about?
Well, my mother and many of the environmental groups on the south side of Chicago within the city of Chicago, and they was part of a group that called Citizens United to Reclaim the Environment. And they worked with all the environmental groups back in the early 80s, to put a moratorium on any new development of landfill or expansion of landfills. And many years it has been renewed and extended. Now the extension is up to 2025, and here's Alderman Bill. He wanted to uplift this moratorium so that land and lakes can be able to expand on their property. But it's not going to be just limited land and lakes. We have other operators, landfill operators in our area, just as waste management. But it's, you know, it's terrible to think that people and my alderman thinks that pollution just stays in one area. Pollution has no boundaries. It doesn't go to heaven. And what I'm saying is that we've been historically, since the 1880s, has been a dumping ground for the city of Chicago, if not for the state of Illinois. When is there enough is enough? We hear a lot about health care costs in the city, in this country. This development is going to exacerbate that cause. Anyways, we're going to have more kids, more people with compromised immune system that's going to have to be breathing in these odors. And most importantly, who he wants to open up this moratorium is not in compliance and have had environmental issues with the operation of their facility. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out, What is he trying to gain for his constituent, or is it a gain for his constituent, or is it for a person, for himself or his organization?
Yeah,
I cannot see another landfill coming in this community, and we have one of the highest rates of asthma, we have the highest rates of cancer, and other kind of respiratory illness, and he doesn't care about that, and that just.
Yeah, I want to go back in the history of this, and folks might not be aware of it, or they might have forgotten, because this is a long history, and it goes way back to 1983 when the first landfill moratorium was enacted, and then every couple of years it would be renewed, and the idea being that we would stop dumping our waste in Chicago's southeast side. And then in 2005, City Council, and I guess it was Alderman Pope who was kind of behind this, finally said, you know what, let's stop doing this every couple of years. Let's just do it for 30 years. And so they enacted a moratorium on dumping in landfills in the city of Chicago until 2025. Well, you know, that 2005 was only 7 years ago, and here we are. We've got an alderman saying, well, hey, let's renew the dumping. The problem is...
at what cost and what benefit? That's what I'm saying. What is the real cost to his constituents in putting up a landfill in another area that's going to only demise this area and bring out poor health qualities that has already existed in this ward? That means to tell me if his parents or his family lives in a nice ward, that means that he don't care about his family.
And right, and you say what are the risks and what is the benefit, and that's a point in which you say follow the money. Who's getting the money out of this, and why is it necessary to overturn this moratorium, which was a great accomplishment for the city of Chicago to finally stand up and say, no, we will not dump in our city anymore. No, we're done with that. We've moved on. This is the future. To go back to the 20th century is unconscionable.
But you know what? What politics is he really playing? Because on one side, he stands with the mayor in announcing to make the Millennium Reserve for the South Side of Chicago. We have the president who come out with the President Urban Outdoor Initiative. All these environmental inequalities that they want to approve in our area, he wants to come and degrade it. You know, but he stands, you know, now you're talking about flip-flopping. This is a guy who's truly flip-flopping. And, you know, at this point, I want to call him not only Alderman Bill, but Alderman Dr. Don. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
Alderman,
what is he kind of Alderman Dr. Don?
Let me ask a question here. What has he made any kind of coherent argument? Is he saying this will bring jobs? Has he stated what he claims
anything. The
benefit is for the community?
At this point, I haven't heard him say anything but introduce this ordinance into the city. I mean, he did, as a constituent of his, he didn't even come to the community. He doesn't do any community outreaches. You know, he don't come and ask what his contention. And it's not just him. Many other politicians that said, well, my constituent says this. Your constituents are saying, well, automatically would say no to this landfill because it's detrimental to the quality of our community and the public health in this community, and that's just ridiculous. No, so to answer your question, no.
I have another question. When is this guy up for re-election?
Well, I think the fastest thing we may can do is a recall, huh?
Well, you know, it's interesting.
They're waiting on another election.
Yeah, we're speaking to Cheryl Johnson, Executive Director of People for Community Recovery. Cheryl, what's interesting about this, you say there was no outreach. I found out about this 2 weeks ago when the Southeast Environmental Task Force contacted me about this. And all they did, they sent me a copy of the ordinance that he's proposing. And the ordinance basically is to strike out the part that says there's a moratorium. It's not even like, well, we need this and this and this. No, it's almost like a negative ordinance because it takes the existing ordinance and you know what? We're just going to cut out this paragraph here because we don't need that anymore. And on top of that, the thing that really flabbergasts me is I'm the only guy in town talking about this. I haven't seen it in the Trib. I haven't seen it in the Sun Times. I haven't seen it in the Reader. I haven't seen it on any radio or television show in the city of Chicago. And people have known about this for 2 weeks. And this just is stunning to me. Why do you think nobody's paying attention?
Environmental racism. That's the simplest I can put it. You know, you have to understand, my mother been doing environmental work since 1979. And Chicago has not been respected or supportive of any environmental justice related issues in this city. And because they know that they deliberately cited communities like Allgail Gardens, like the Southeast Side of Chicago, for the dumping because based on our socioeconomic conditions in our community. And then on the other hand, the industries in our community, if you go look at their contribution report, then you understand why the city has laid dormant on environmental justice but promotes environmental racism on the same time as talking about being green, being the greenest city in Chicago. Yeah, you be green on the north side and the mid-south and the near south side, you know, north-south side. But you want to create a dumping ground on the south side of Chicago and continue this since the early 1880s. When this going to stop? My president used to come and sit at the cocktail table with my mama and talk about environmental justice. I would like to hear from his great perspective as to he's doing environmental justice out, you know, the Urban Outdoor Initiative, to get our kids introduced to the outdoor, what, to the polluted rivers that are around my community, where we're talking about looking at another landfill as a green industry in that community, looking at a locator who want to put a coal gasification facility in that community, looking at the city wants to put a 40-man shooting range in my community, looking at Oxinga want to burn tires to make more asphalt for the street. I mean, you know, this is mind-boggling. I'm trying to see, you
yeah,
know,
no,
like, when is this enough for this area? And I would like to say, for someone who knows this, who experienced this when he came in my community, help us, say something, create an executive order, say no more dumping on the south side of Chicago, because you know the historical significance, and we have multimedia exposure.
Yeah, well, you know, you're making...
It's not just air, water. You know, it's just so many exposures that has been going on longer than any other area in this country. And I would just like for him to help us, to say something about, I'm promoting this, but the city wants to... the city and the state want to degrade us.
I'll tell you what...
It's just a big contradiction that I ever heard in my life.
You make some really great points, which is every time you turn around, you know, I look at last week, we had a victory in Chicago where the Fisk and Crawford coal-fired plants are finally going to be shut down. And everybody goes, yay, okay, this is great. And then you turn around and then suddenly somebody wants to dump back in landfills in the city. And as you said, the Leucadia power plant is still proposed for the southeast side, and that's a coal gasification plant. And as you also mentioned, the gun range, even though a couple of eagles are nesting in the area, that has not been decided yet. That's still on the table. That could still happen.
But you have to talk about the other native animals that's in that area also is going to be invaded.
Well, yeah.
But the other thing, a lot of people I don't hear the discussion about a 40-man shooting range shooting south of a methane recovery landfill.
Is that a problem? In what way?
What way? Methane gas is natural gas that's being emitted from when they recover from the landfill.
But
who's to say that they would know gas and bullets?
Well, I don't know if that's a problem, and I would imagine that they have done research into that in putting that together. But
I don't think they have done enough good research to do that.
Well, they certainly
have a lot of methane recovery gas landfill in the direction of where they're shooting from.
Yeah. Well, here's what I've done on my website. You can go to MikeNovak.net, go to this week's show, and I've got information on how to contact Alderman Beal, and you can write to him. I got his phone number there. But the other thing is, everybody in the city of Chicago should be contacting their alderman and saying no to dumping. We're past that now. We're done. We're done with that. And I understand that right across the city limit, the city of Dalton is dumping there. That doesn't mean we have to. It's bad enough.
Exactly.
It's bad enough that stuff floats over to your side of the...
Well, the side of the landfill that they want to do the expansion that they own is on the city of Chicago property.
Right, I know. That's where they want to expand, and because it's so close to the Dalton side, and I understand that actually the landfill is divided by the city limits, but that doesn't mean we have to do that. And so I think folks should get on the horn. They should talk to their alderman and say, this is crazy. This is insane.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why he should be labeled Alderman Dumpedon. What is he talking about? What is he doing?
So because Alderman Dumpedon, is that it?
Dumpedon. Dumpedon.
Dumpedon.
It's a nice word to say and not calling him a dummy.
That is Cheryl Johnson, Executive Director of People for Community Recovery. Cheryl, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the show. You're taking up the mantle of your mother, who was sometimes called the mother of environmental justice on the South Side, and we'll continue to work to make sure that this ordinance is not passed.
Thank you. We need all the support. And everybody in the Ninth Ward in the city of Chicago, call him and tell him to rescind on this ordinance, because it doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
And what he's gaining from it. We don't need it to go in his pocket. We need to look at the quality of health of all the people in Chicago.
And I'll tell you what, Cheryl, I issue an invitation to the alderman to come on my show and, as Beth asked, explain why this is so important that we do this again, why we reopen this. I'm not going to agree with him pretty much whatever he says, but he's welcome to try to explain why this is so important to the city of Chicago that we start doing, we start dumping in the city again.
Let's see if he has any reasoning at all to offer.
Yeah. All right, Cheryl, you have a great Sunday. Thank you for being on the show.
And thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.